So I came from work thinking, I'm drinking a beer. What is this? Kaiser Krone, which means the king's crown. And it tastes like fucking shit. Yeah, garbage. Whatever. I'm looking at the news. Let's see, what? And I take a look at the teamcast.com and see jury rules Trump committed battery and defamed E. Jean Carroll, some old cunt. Former president calls verdict a disgrace. No fucking shit. A jury has ruled that former President Trump, Donald Trump, committed the God Emperor. Okay, I cannot do this without laughing. The God Emperor Donald Trump committed battery on E. Jean Carroll in 1996 and later defamed her. And how did they prove that? They found some of his cum in her old dusty cunt after 30 years? No, I don't think so. This is some bullshit. He did it. No, I didn't. Yeah, well, let's believe this old ass bitch. Carroll has claimed that Trump raped her in Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in New York City. Raped her. Like this guy has the need to rape some bitch. He is rich as fuck. Women will throw themselves at him just for a chance to get that sweet, sweet, sweet cheese. I'm here because Donald Trump raped me, and when I wrote about it, he said it didn't happen. And where is the defamation? How did she get defamed? This is stupid. Carroll testified during the nearly two-week-long civil trial in federal court. He lied and shattered my reputation. You're a nobody. You have no reputation. And I'm here to try and get my life back after 30 years. You did nothing for 30 years. Get lost. Trump did not testify or call any witnesses in this case. Because from what I've heard, because I looked into this a little bit before I started recording, and apparently he was not allowed to present evidence, to present witnesses, because thou shalt not defend himself. Why? This is so dumb. Yeah, the justice system is so amazing, so just and fair and... Lord. The jury ruled that Trump did not rape Carroll, but he is liable for sexual abuse. How? Did he grab her by the pussy? I don't think so. He has now been ordered... Wait, I'm going to zoom this a little bit. He has now ordered to pay her $5 million damages in the civil case. There are no criminal charges. What is this crap? Carroll first went public with the allegation 2019 after promoting her book. I got raped, and I'm writing a book about it. People who get raped do not write books about it. I got raped, and I didn't write a book about it. I didn't want to complain. Yeah. Trump has maintained that he is innocent and that she is not his type. Yeah, because even back then she was old. He also accused her of fabricating the story to sell copies of her book. Of course he did. Or somebody came to her, come on, help us get rid of Trump, because if he, like how, what Biden said, he will find a way constitutionally to make sure that Donald Trump will never get in power ever again. Doesn't sound sketchy at all. Carol maintained that she was inspired to come forward because of the Me Too. The Me Too movement is so last year, so over. Everybody knows that Me Too movement was a grift. Whores and grifters trying to get money from morons who would rather pay than drag them to court and then send them to prison for defamation and other crap. Of course, motherfuckers died. People who could not afford a lawyer or proper legal defense went nuts and hanged themselves, shot themselves because, the public opinion. People think I'm a rapist and I cannot deal with this. I'm going to kill myself. You fucking idiots. In November, Carol filed her complaint using a New York law that allows sexual assault victims a one-year window to file a lawsuit even if the statute of limitations has expired. It's 30 years. She filed the same day as the law went in effect. Okay, it doesn't matter. She could have known before that. Let's take another sip of beer before I get mad. Ugh, tastes like crap. Ugh, I fucking hate this beer. In November, Carol, I've read this before. Carol also claimed that he defamed her by calling her a complete con job. And this is not defamation. If he would have called you a fat, old, crusty pig, maybe. But what happened to the free speech? There is no free speech. Yeah, I know, I remember. In October 2020, after it was announced, Trump called it a disgrace. Of course, because, dude, where is the evidence? Even if there was, there is no, doesn't matter. And claimed that he didn't knew her in a post on Truth Social after the verdict was announced. Why would he remember this bitch? Was she ever? Let's see. Nah, I don't want to look for her pictures on. Or what? Let's see. E. Jean Carroll. Control C. Google.com. Nah, whatever. Young. Images. The fuck is this? Ugh. Meh. I don't care. Whatever. I'm losing my train of thought. I have absolutely no idea. No, I cannot do a Trump voice. I'm not a voice actor. I'm a peasant. I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. This vet is a disgrace. A continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. Duh. They're trying. They're firing on all cylinders. Trying to get rid of this dude. Because... I don't know, he didn't want to be part of the system, he didn't want to play with the boys, the little boys that they all do, they didn't want to drink the blood, and I'm going to go on an Alex Jones rant, and then they didn't want to join the... No, I'm not doing this. Trump is going to lead in kind of Republican... Yeah, because he is the man. And anything that the pedocrats have to offer is... what was his name? RFK, whatever, that guy who's talking a big game, like, oh, I like what he's saying, but I do not believe one word what he's saying. So no, this is some bullshit. I'm thinking that this was another attack, so they will find a way. We're using the legal justice system, and this is so stupid.